This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A little black book full of songs casually recorded is getting some new attention and keeping the music of the singer alive.
I'd be sitting on her green carpet and they'd be there recording songs just on a cassette player. And decades later, as I was restoring these tapes, I would hear some kid making a racket in the background.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is provided by Hope Gas, committed to the growth and development of West Virginia to strengthen the community. Information at wvisforhope.com. Governor Patrick Morrisey said Thursday he's continuing to seek aid for flood recovery efforts in Marion and Ohio counties. Jack Walker has the story.
Both counties were struck by severe flash flooding last month, resulting in property and infrastructure damage. In Ohio County, the floods claimed the lives of 9 residents. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump approved a June disaster declaration request, opening affected regions to nearly $12 million in federal aid. At a press conference in Wheeling, Morrisey said he'll continue to explore avenues for public assistance.
I'm going to have a chance to talk to other folks at FEMA and Homeland Security in the upcoming days, and I'm working hard to continually get more resources to help the recovery.
For more information on federal flood aid and who qualifies, visit our website at wvpublic.org. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jack Walker.
A judge in Raleigh County has ruled that religious exemptions to state school vaccine requirements must be honored. Chris Schultz has more.
The judge ruled Thursday the county must allow the children of families suing the county to attend school without vaccinations while their case continues. The ruling upholds an executive order issued by Governor Patrick Morrisey in January, granting religious and philosophical exemptions to the state school vaccination requirements. In June, the State Board of Education voted unanimously to direct Superintendent Michelle Blatt to advise schools to follow current vaccination requirements without religious exemptions. Soon after, Raleigh County mother Miranda Guzman sued the West Virginia and Raleigh County Boards of Education, arguing that their denial of religious exemptions infringed upon her child's religious freedom. In a press release, Governor Patrick Morrisey applauded the decision as a step forward in the administration's effort to defend religious liberty. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown.
A mobile black lung screening program is back in operation. As Curtis Tate reports, it was part of a dispute over federal spending cuts.
For weeks, the mobile black lung clinic sat behind the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health office in Morgantown. During that time, government workers, unions, and lawmakers pushed back on Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for freezing a program that helped coal miners with black lung disease. In May, a federal judge ordered the program to resume, and many of its workers went back to work. The mobile clinic finally resumed last week, stopping in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. Next week, from July 29th to 31st, the clinic will be set up at Milan Park in Morgantown. According to a schedule published by NIOSH, it will then go to Mannington on August 5th and Grantsville, Maryland on August 27th. Those who participate can expect results in 8 to 10 weeks. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins will be accepted. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
West Virginia singer-songwriter Ella Henshaw wrote hundreds of songs, many of which she sang in church. Henshaw self-recorded many of them, but never sought a record contract. She died in 2020 at the age of 85, but some of those recordings are getting a new life. Inside Appalachia's Mason Adams spoke with Kelly Kearney, Henshaw's granddaughter, about Ella Henshaw's Black Book, a record released by the record label Spinster.
We're talking about Ella Henshaw's Black Book, a collection of your grandmother's songs. I reckon you've known her from the time you were born. What are some of your earliest memories of Ella Henshaw?
I say that my earliest memories of Ella are more of a feeling than a memory. I was in Sunday school, and my teachers were talking about heaven and trying to explain what heaven was to us. And they said, just imagine your favorite place on earth filled with your favorite people, and that's what heaven is. And so for years after that, whenever I thought of heaven, which was a very common thought for a young Pentecostal, whenever I thought of heaven, I thought of myself with Mama on her hill in West Virginia. We made a trip down once a year from Ohio, and that was basically the time I had, like, 1 week with her every year, and I loved these trips. I vibrated with excitement on the way down, even though there wasn't much to do there but roam around and collect ticks. I didn't have my bike, you know, she didn't have many toys. But still, I was so excited to just get down there and do nothing. And Ella was the entire reason for these intense feelings. She brimmed with love. And as fiercely talented as she was, she always had room for me. And I remember she would be singing songs, doing quartet practices, and she just incorporated me into the process. I'd be sitting on her green carpet, and they'd be there recording songs just on a cassette player. And decades later, as I was restoring these tapes, I would hear some kid making a racket in the background. And I was just like, damn it, is that me ruining the song?
Ella Hanshaw wrote and performed music throughout her life, but she never became a recording artist. The Black Book Collection includes a number of her demos and home recordings over the years. So how did you all come across these recordings?
So it was all very serendipitous. In 2013, my husband and I were driving through West Virginia on our way back from a backpacking trip in Monongahela. And we were flipping through the radio, just looking for something. And I hit a station and I just felt like I'd been hit by a bus. And all these memories came rushing back. And I had not thought of or heard Mama's music in 15 years. And suddenly there it was. I mean, it wasn't her music. And I was just shocked. And I said, this sounds like Mama. And Ethan hit the brake on the highway. He's like, Mama sounds like this? This turned out to be the Meyer sisters from Georgia, from Art Rosenbaum's Art of Field Recording. I just started to think about the music, and there was no way to really know. I doubted myself. I was like, maybe she wasn't that good. Maybe my memory was wrong. I didn't know anything about music at the time. And it's been so long. And so there was really no way to know or figure it out. But then there was a sad turn just a couple months later. My other grandmother had died. And I ended up going back home for the first time in years. And I was at my brother's house, and we were just talking, and I just asked him, I was like, do you remember Mama's music? Do you remember being that amazing? And he just got up, and he went into his garage, and he came back with one tape. And he just said, I stole it. She's got a ton more just sitting in boxes.
That was Kelly Kearney speaking with Mason Adams about singer-songwriter Ella Hanshaw. To hear the rest of that story and more, listen to Inside Appalachia Sunday mornings at 7 and Sunday evenings at 6 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:52. Patchy fog this morning, partly sunny, hot and humid today. Chance of rain and thunderstorms in the north. There's a heat advisory today in the west, Potomac Highlands and Eastern Panhandle, beginning around 11 o'clock this morning through this evening. Daytime highs in the 80s and 90s. Tonight, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, lows in the 70s. Tomorrow, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs in the 80s and 90s. Support for WVPB is provided by Hope Gas, serving West Virginia's communities with grants and volunteerism through their WV is for Hope program. Online at WVisForHope.com. A On this week's Encore broadcast of Mountain Stage, host Kathy Matea welcomes Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore with the Guilty Ones, Will Hogue, Alex Cuba, Melinda, and Sarah Siskind to the Culture Center Theater in Charleston, West Virginia. Our song of the week comes from singer-songwriter Will Hogue, making his seventh appearance on Mountain Stage. On this episode, Hogue performs John Prine's Cadillac, paying homage to the late singer-songwriter's legacy and influence that ripples throughout the music world. Here's Will Hogue and John Prine's Cadillac.
And this is called John Prine's Cadillac. Meatloaf and mashed potatoes, Jesus Christ ain't gonna save us. Be careful of this old world to make us crazy as a three-legged mule. I bake the biscuits brown and easy, fried chicken all nice and greasy. Every time she comes round here and sees me, I'm shaking like a love drunk fool. I'm smiling like a sinner on a month without Sundays. I guess I'm pretty alright. Put it in a postcard, tell the whole world that I'm just fine. 'Cause I'm skipping like a flat rock, sailing across the water, shining like the Ryman stained glass. Happy as the music coming out of the speakers in the back of John Prine's Cadillac. Rolling slow, humming a song, keep my Christmas tree lit up all year long. You got me smiling bigger than Cheech and Chong. My heart banging like two boots in a dryer. You like that part, the Cheech and Chong part. You like that part. I wasn't sure with the crowd in West Virginia how the Cheech and Chong part was gonna go over. I'd like it noted that this is a good sign for our American country. Thank you so much for that. I love it. So now I forgot where I was. Yeah, smiling like Cheech and Chong. Yeah, there it is. Got my heart banging like two boots in a dryer. That's what it was. Nothing. Roll the dice and I can't lose. I got rings on my fingers and wings on my shoes. If I try to sing them lovesick blues, everybody will know that I'm a liar. 'Cause I'm smiling like a sinner on a month without Sundays. I guess I'm pretty alright. Put it in a postcard, tell the whole world that I'm just fine. And I'm skipping like a flat rock, sailing across the water, shining like a Ryman stained glass. Happy as the music coming out of the speakers in the back of John Prine's Cadillac. I'm pretty alright. Put it in a postcard, tell the whole world that I'm just fine. And I'm skipping like a flat rock, sailing across the water, shining like the Ryman stained glass. Happy as the music coming out of the speakers in the back, John Prine's Cadillac.
That was Will Hogue performing John Prine's Cadillac on the Mountain Stage. To hear the full performance and more, tune in Saturdays at 6 and Sundays at noon right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University and Marshall University School of Journalism and Mass Communications. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Maria Young, and Randy Yowie. Maria Young produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.
Stage will have two live shows this August. On Sunday, August 17th, we are in Charleston at the Culture Center Theater with Hayes Carl, Amethyst Kia, and more. And then Sunday, August 24th, we head to the Robinson Grand Performing Arts Center in Clarksburg with Robert Randolph, Carolyn Wonderland, and others. Find our whole schedule and get tickets at mountainstage.org.
This is WVPB Charleston, WVBY Beckley, WVBL Bluefield, WVPW Buchanan, WVWV Huntington, WVEP Martinsburg, WVKM Matewan, WVPM Morgantown, WVPG Parkersburg, WVDS Petersburg, WVWS Webster Springs, WVNP Wheeling. You can find us online at wvpublic.org. It's 8 o'clock.